Today, all young lovebirds need to get the romance flowing is a Netflix account and a bag of microwave popcorn. But flashback to the 50s and 60s, when date night happened at the drive-in. Rows and rows of cars with couples inside and steam on the windows. Think the musical Grease.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Well, despite the general decline of the movie theater business, there's a parking lot in Concord that fills up night after night with people chomping popcorn and gazing up at a silver screen. In fact, West Wind Drive-In, which runs that lot, claims to be the largest drive-in chain in the world, and their business is booming. We sent KLW's Holly J. McDeed and Allison Lee to find out why.
When our editors asked us if we wanted to do a story about the Bay Area's last remaining drive-in chain, West Wind Drive-Ins, I thought it was a great idea.
I thought we would need a car.
But who needs a car when you live in Oakland, land of AC Transit and the ever-noble BART?
But you can't exactly get a BART train to park at a drive-in.
Well, fortunately for us, someone was willing to help.
When I called Tony Maniscalco, marketing director at West Wind Drive-Ins, and told him about our predicament, he said that he'd pick us up at the BART in Concord.
My job is to try to get people to come to the drive-in.
Back in the 1950s, there were about 4,000 open-air cinemas in the U.S. Now, that number's more like 350.
But at the West Wind Drive-In on Solana Way in Concord, an hour before showtime on a Tuesday evening, the place is buzzing like it's 1952.
I would say that there's probably about 70 cars in line from where we're from the entrance.
All these folks took the journey just to squeeze tightly in their cars and to gaze up at a big faraway screen in a parking lot?
Well, yeah. And now it's our turn. Maniscalco rolls down his window at the ticket booth.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Not bad. Which movie?
We're going to see Inside Out. What frequency?
It's going to be on the radio station. It's going to be on the receipt here.
Gone are the days of old speaker boxes attached to the windows. The movie soundtrack now plays through FM radio frequencies, and there are two huge digital screens.
And there's not a bad seat in the house because the screen is about 98 feet wide. So you really can't miss the movie. So just like that.
Just like that.
He turns the dial.
And the trailer begins.
Skynet, a computer program designed to automate missile defense.
But we're not here just to watch a movie. In fact, that's one of the draws of the drive-in. You can get up and wander around whenever you want. Some people are sitting in their cars facing the screen. Others have brought lawn chairs to lounge in. There's a playground in the back by the snack bar.
The line at the snack bar can get long, so if you're too impatient for nachos, there's the video game arcade. Christine Davidson and Willie Shearer have teamed up to kill zombies in a Simpsons-themed game.
I was sweating. My face was sweating.
What is the next level?
Next level?
Yes. Shearer must be a master zombie slayer by now. He says he's grown up at the drive-in since his first visit with his family 20 years ago.
It's way more intimate than the movies, too. You know, 'cause you're in your own car.
But a trip to the movies in the Bay Area can cost up to $15 a ticket, and that's not even counting Coke and popcorn.
Busting out some orange juice, putting on pajamas, and having a Netflix marathon on a Friday night is a little lonelier, but it's certainly cheaper.
The Concord Drive-In closed down in 2003, one of the many movie theaters hit by the change in viewing habits.
Drive-in theaters sort of gave way to real estate development. You can imagine what a piece of property like this is worth.
The Concord Drive-In's parent company, Sciuffi, owns 7 drive-ins and uses some of the land for flea markets in the daytime. When the recession struck and people started hunting for bargains, Sciuffi decided to give the Concord Drive-In another shot.
Maniscalco still gets poetic just thinking about it. Going back to the abandoned drive-in, clearing away the dust, the lights flickering back on.
Back in those days, we had these magnificent old theaters with these platters that are these giant platters that the film would run on, and fired it up, you know, turned the switch, and lo and behold, the projector still worked. So it was like, well, you know what? Why don't we reopen again and see what happens?
It was a rainy Thursday, Maniscalco recalls.
And the people came out anyway, just to watch a movie?
Yup. Maniscalco says that people were tired of paying so much for indoor theaters when a double feature could be had for less than $8, $1 for kids. Plus, there was the nostalgia factor. People wanted to escape to the drive-in again, like they did when they were kids.
We had people actually crying in line. They were so happy that the drive-in was open again. We had a couple that were celebrating their 15th wedding anniversary. They had met at the drive-in.
Romance aside, business has been booming for Westwind Drive-Ins ever since.
Our business is up a lot. Over the last 3 years, I would say that our business is up probably 45%, far outpacing walk-in theaters.
Nostalgia is good for business, but to stay afloat, the next generation needs to get on board too.
And the playground is very, very good for our four-year-old too.
That's Becky Amati.
It's nice to have a place that reminds me of my childhood.
Amati's brought five kids here tonight, all crammed into her minivan. Her niece, Nell, is nostalgic for a world she never got to experience.
So far, it's really good. It seems like from an old-fashioned Grease movie, except without the guy standing on the car and singing.
Back in the arcade, Willie Shearer and Christine Davidson are still waiting for the second movie to start. Davidson says she enjoys the nostalgic aspect of the drive-in, but it's kind of sad, too.
I think it's a dying way of appreciating media. That's also the reason why I'm willing to drive 40, 30 minutes to go to one of these. It's about like the architecture too, the food, the way it makes you feel, even the palm trees.
Magic can happen at the drive-in. For instance, two girls without cars can find themselves sitting in one.
Kicking back while the movie rolls, thanks to the kindness of a stranger.
So we're back in the car. We've missed all of the movie. We didn't make it.
Well, no, we're watching the credits.
It's important to know who makes what, who designs what. So we didn't miss everything.
Turned out, we spent 2 hours wandering around, just talking to people.
But it didn't matter. It was a double feature. The next movie was just beginning. For Cross Currents, I'm Allison Lee.
And I'm Holly J. McDeed.